This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith for Conversations in Medicine. Her guest today is Dr. Mark Cantrow. He is Medical Director of Palliative Care at Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center. Welcome, Dr. Cantrow.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
I'm happy to be here.
Are palliative care and hospice interchangeable?
You know, in a way they are. Hospice is always palliative care, but palliative care is not always hospice. So hospice is specialized care at the end of life and really is for patients who are dying. So it's about dying well. And palliative care really is a special type of medical care for patients that have serious illness, even before they are right at the end of their lives. In some ways, they're interchangeable, as you said, but not always. Palliative care really is for any patient that has a serious illness that needs more care, that's focused on different things than what the other doctors are usually focused on. So, you know, as it relates to cancer care, the oncologists and other caregivers are often focused on treating the cancer, treating the illness. And what palliative care focuses on is really treating the symptoms of the illness and then taking into account the whole person that has the illness.
Is palliative care given because you know that person is going to die, or in some instances the person doesn't die?
That's a great question. I mean, really, as I said, it's appropriate for any patient that has a serious illness. And so an example of that would be a 30-year-old man that has lymphoma, and he receives treatments that are geared towards curing his lymphoma, but at the same time receives palliative care that's focused on supporting him and making his experience as good as possible. So it would be focused on relieving his pain, his other symptoms that he might be having, supporting him emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, supporting his family who's going through that illness. And then, you know, if his treatments are successful and he's cured, well, that's great. You know, palliative care can then step back. But if the treatments that are being offered are not curative, if they're not able to really make the cancer go away, then palliative care would continue to take care of that patient. And then in the last 6 months of life, transition into more of a hospice type care.
Is palliative care a more team approach to medicine?
Yes.
As opposed to just one person delivering the news or the
yes, I mean, you know,
the directives, shall we say?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. Palliative care is delivered by a team of people. You know, if I were a spirituality expert or a chaplain, then I could really easily provide that kind of care for a patient. But I'm not. I'm an internal medicine doctor, and I have a lot of skill in communicating about illness and communicating about goals of care and treating symptoms. But, you know, there are often times where other experts are also needed to take care of that patient. So really the palliative care team can be composed of anybody who can really help that patient. Sometimes it's a social worker, sometimes it's a psychologist, sometimes it's a chaplain, sometimes it's a nutritionist who can help with advice regarding diet. You know, it can really involve almost any, I like to say, anything that will help. So, you know, in some instances, even meditation, if that's going to help.
Are issues such as fatigue, loss of appetite, nausea addressed as the whole product?
Yes. I mean, those are key features of what we seek to focus on in palliative care. I think that as treatments are offered to patients, particularly chemotherapy, there needs to be an equally expert focus on relieving the symptoms associated with those treatments. And so palliative care definitely seeks to do that. You know, also as cancer progresses, there's a lot of symptoms that occur that need focused, specialized treatment. Very frequently, the oncologists do a fantastic job in that arena. And really, that gets back to a very good point that general palliative care skills can be provided by really just about anybody, but there are definitely serious cases that require more specialized palliative care skills, and that's really where a palliative care expert would be able to help more.
Thanks, Dr. Cantrow. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and Beagle Editor for Conversations in Medicine.